This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A New York man is sentenced to life in prison after sexually assaulting a New Jersey child in Atlantic County. Here's KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
A federal judge in New Jersey has sentenced 37-year-old Zachary Williams of New York City to life in prison. Williams was convicted for crossing state lines for illicit sexual conduct with a minor, coercion and enticement of a minor, and production and possession of child sex abuse materials. According to court documents, around September 2020, Williams met a 13-year-old New Jersey child on Snapchat and told her he was 17 when he was really 33. Williams asked for and received nude photos and then sextorted the child, threatening to send the pictures to her friends and family. Williams convinced the child to meet him at a hotel in Atlantic County, agreeing to allow her to delete the photos from his phone. On October 2nd, 2020, Williams went to a hotel and raped the victim 2 days later. Despite his promises, Williams continued threatening to expose the photos. The following March, law enforcement arrested Williams in a sting operation in the same hotel, posing as the victim. Williams' phone was filled with child sex abuse materials, leading authorities to other victims in New York and Connecticut. The court sentenced Williams to 30 years for the interstate travel and manufacturing child sex abuse materials and 20 for the possession of such materials, to be served concurrently with the life sentence for coercion and enticement. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.